Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. The year was 1999. I was still a binge-drinking college student doing my master's degree in exercise physiology with a crazy dream of becoming a strength and conditioning coach in the National Hockey League. That's right. That's what I wanted to be when I grew up, when I was a kiddo. And then two things changed the direction of my life. They altered the path that allowed me to help over 15 million people around the world so far. That's nearly a million people per year. And today, you're going to learn how to tap into these methods that have allowed me to have a huge impact, and they're going to allow you to have a huge impact and put over $1 million in the bank for your family. Because if it worked for me, it'll work for you too. Now, you're also going to learn what I would do today if I was just starting out with nothing. I'm going to answer a few listener questions on this show as well. Hi, this is Craig Ballantyne, host of Early to Rise Radio, and it doesn't matter where you're starting out today. Student, senior, booming, broke, struggling, remember that's stuck and struggling, successful, clear, or cluttered. If I can do it, you can do it. If Bedros can do it, you can do it. If Vince can do it, you can do it. If Isabel can do it, you can do it. If Shanda can do it, you can do it. If Sharon can do it, you can do it. I mean, Sharon came from nothing in India. He, like Bedros Koulian, had to dumpster dive for food at one point in his life, and they were able to pull it off. All right. That's why I'm having people like Sharon and Bedros and Jason Capital, a young man who went from his mom's basement to being a millionaire at age 24. If they can do it, you can do it too. And that's why I have them at the Perfect Life Retreat, November 8th and 9th. It's coming up really soon. You barely have any time left to get a seat at our roundtables, in our networking, at all of the great stuff. So go to perfectliferetreat.com right now. It's the last one ever. And if you miss out, you're going to miss out on those things that can change the direction of your life. Now, let's dive deep. Let's dive deep into the rest of this Early to Rise radio show. And it's totally free because it's brought to you by my new book, Unstoppable. And you can get that at freeunstoppablebook.com/podcast. And you can get my original game-changing book, The Perfect Day Formula, at freeperfectdaybook.com/podcast. All right. So those books will help you improve every area of your life. But if you want to take it to the next level, then you know what? We need to go back in time 20 years. Man, I still feel like I'm 17 years old. So it's hard to believe that I've been in business for 20 years. Let alone been alive for 20 years. But here we go. So on a snowy day in 1999, I was a student in this town of Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Basically, Hamilton is Canada's Pittsburgh. It's steel town. That's what we were known for. You know, obviously things have changed over time and it's reinvigorating itself today. It's a gritty town, gritty city of about a couple hundred thousand people. But that is where I incorporated CB Athletic Consulting in January of 1999. I remember I had a Hotmail account back then and I was sending out my email newsletters by Hotmail. That's right. I had 3,000 people. By about year 2000, I had that many people on an email list and I was still using Hotmail to send my emails. Now, growing up in Canada, all I wanted to do was play hockey and drink beer. Or drink beer and play hockey. You know, sometimes the order didn't matter. You know, didn't make for a good game when you drank beer and then played hockey. But all I wanted to do was play hockey. And I realized quite quickly I couldn't play in the NHL. So I thought, okay, well, at first I thought I'd be a physiotherapist in the NHL. And then I hated the idea of treating injuries. So you know what? Fortunately, there was this new path coming up of being strength and conditioning coach, where you would actually just, you know, help the athletes become bigger, faster, stronger. And my dream was to do that. So we're going to stop right now and do a little exercise. I want you, you know, if you're driving, obviously don't do this. Maybe you can spit some audio notes into your phone, but definitely don't take your hands off the wheel or your attention off the road. What I want you to do, though, if you're sitting down or even if you're exercising, is take a note and say, hey, listen, do you have a dream? Answer that. Do you have a dream? Do you have a clear dream? Do you have clarity of path? If not, and you are able to write this down, then do so. or come back and listen to this one again when you're sitting down at the kitchen table and say, okay, what I need to know is, who is your model? Who is your model business or person that is out there? For me, I wanted to be a strength and conditioning coach. So I went to the internet and I found these people that were doing it. And I noticed that they had a master's degree and they had a certified strength and conditioning specialist certification. So I went and I got those things for me, because if that was success, you got to model it. So who is your model in your life for success? Then after that, figure out what skills they have. Okay, what do you need to be like them? If you want to write a book, well, what do you need in order to write a book? Well, you need a great story. You need the skills of writing and storytelling. You need lessons to pass on. You can't just go and write a book if you haven't lived the life that allows you to write a book. You know, for a business book, you can write fiction anytime you want. Next, where do they go? Where do these people go? What events do they go to? Who do they know? Who are they networking with? And how do they stand out? So when I did that kind of exercise back when I was, you know, 24 years of age, and I thought, okay, well, listen, they have the master's, they have the CSCS, they do speaking. There was hockey specific training events that I could go to. There was research that they were doing that I could read. And then what I decided to do was I decided to write a letter to every single GM in the National Hockey League. That's right. I sent letters out to all of these guys and I said, I want to be a strength and conditioning coach. And I got letters back. You know, here I am, some kid, and I got letters back from, I would say, like 6 to 10 of the GMs of professional hockey teams, including the one of the Toronto Maple Leafs, this guy, Ken Dryden. And I know one day I'll meet him because I'm doing some stuff with a player right now on the team. And I know someday I will meet Ken Dryden. I'll be able to say, hey, listen, thank you. Even though he's not the GM anymore, but he's still probably involved with the team. So once you have all of that stuff down, it's easy to connect the dots on where you want to go next, right? That's what I was able to do. Okay, connecting the dots. Now, of course, as you sit here and listen to me, you go, well, wait a minute, did you ever do that? Because that's not what you do now. So wait a minute, is this worthwhile? Well, yeah, it is, because for a long time, this was still the goal. Okay, this was still the goal. And then I decided along the way, because this is the stuff that changed the path of my life, that I wasn't cut out for that. So you have to be okay with changing the path when the time is right. You know, Uber didn't start out as Uber. Uber started out as something that some richy rich guys wanted to have, you know, black cars with them all the time. You know, hey, pick us up anytime, anywhere. It wasn't Uber Eats. You know, it evolved into Uber Eats. It evolved into Uber for everyone. But originally it was just for these, you know, kind of uppity guys who only wanted to have a car show up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pick them up when they were partying. And so on and so forth. And so many other businesses have pivoted over the years. Like Nike started out as, yeah, it was for runners, but now it's not mostly for runners. It's for so many other things. So change the path when the time is right. For me, that was one day in 1999 when I was studying in the library and I came across this website that truly changed my life, because if led me down a path away from the strength and conditioning. So it's called testosterone.net. If you're a meathead like I was back then, you might recognize this. It's known as T-Nation today or T-Muscle. It's had a whole bunch of names and they've done a lot of pivoting themselves, but they were very politically incorrect. It was very bro style training advice and humor and nutrition. And I found that website and they would put out all their content every Friday afternoon. And it was legendary for readers to, like, you know, be refreshing the page at 4 o'clock on a Friday afternoon to see if this website had new articles. And I thought, oh my goodness, if they can just put content out. Now they were selling supplements, so it wasn't the same as what I was aiming for. But I thought, if they can just go and do this, why can't I? Why can't I put out great content? And so that's when I started my website. That's when I started writing more and more and more in my newsletter. And by doing that, it made me realize, you know what, at the end of the day, I like the idea of training athletes, but I don't love the actual practicality of standing in the gym, training anyone all day long. And as I started training more and more people, I started realizing I just want to be writing about this. I want to be writing about training programs. And I realized I was more of a nerd than a coach for strength and conditioning. And at the bottom of my heart, that's what I was meant to do. So that changed my direction in life. And so I started writing more and more and more. And then one day I did something big and bold. So next, you have to be big and bold and dream bigger. I want you to, again, if you're sitting down safely, I want you to do this. I want you to think, okay, here's the vision I have right now. Now I challenge you to be bolder. Be bold. I want you to dream bigger. I want you to outline your perfect life. I want you to understand that the power of the vision, family, fitness, and finances is the key to moving ahead. Because what I did was I thought, okay, I want to write for Men's Health Magazine now that I'm writing. And so I found the fitness editor's email address, and I sent him one of my newsletters. And this is like buying a lottery ticket, because this does not happen for most people. But the next thing you know, I was in the magazine. He was like, wow, I like this. This is exactly how I'm thinking these days. And he was changing his mindset on exercise and training. And it was, the stars aligned. Let's put it that way. I stumbled across his email address on a job board. I sent him my latest newsletter. My latest newsletter just happened to be similar to something he was learning from another strength coach, and the rest is history. So I was able to get into Men's Health Magazine, which changed the course of my life. It allowed me to sell my first program on January 28th, 2001. It was a Word document full of workouts, no pictures, sold through PayPal for $60 American. Now, I was in Canada at the time, so that actually, the Canadian dollar was so bad. I remember when I would get paid $1,000 from Men's Health Magazine, I'd get $1,500 Canadian dollars. So that $60 was really $100 Canadian. Now, I don't do much I haven't done anything for Men's Health Magazine since 2017, and they don't pay anymore because the magazine industry is a different place. But in 2000, it was still the heydays, and they were paying me $1,000 for an article. They were paying me $300 to answer questions on the Men's Health Forum, which is where I built credibility, which is where people started private messaging me for programs. So that was the glory days of the internet. That's why I was successful. I was just one of the first guys. I didn't know what I was doing in terms of sales and marketing. Look, I was sending an email out through Hotmail. What a goofball I was. But the thing is, there were a couple of keys, and I want you to understand these keys for your life. The keys are actually pursuing your dreams, writing the letters, right? I wrote those letters to those general managers. I knew there was going to be a lot of rejection, but it was fun. It was fun to get a letter back with the New Jersey Devils insignia on the envelope. Man, that was so cool. I think the Minnesota Wild offered me a job for $40,000 American dollars. That's pretty interesting. All because I had the guts to do it, right? And then the next thing you know, later in 1999, I was speaking on stage at a hockey conference, because I was like, okay, listen, those people are there. They are in the audience, other coaches. I got to go and meet them. And I networked and I made some friends. There was some young man who was even younger than me that came all the way up from Louisiana, and he was a strength coach for an East Coast hockey league. This is like, you know, like the minor leagues in baseball, where there's 1,000 people show up to the games. But this guy was in Louisiana, of all things. I eventually lost touch with him, and he did give up on his dreams. I think he got a young family, and, you know, being a strength coach in the East Coast Hockey League isn't going to pay the bills. So it's interesting how life certainly changes. And I stayed in touch with a few other guys who became very famous in the strength and conditioning world in the National Hockey League. In fact, there was another guy, this guy, Matt Nichol, who really helped me, because he was a strength coach in the Maple Leafs. And now he's the creator of a very popular supplement line called BioSteel. It's awesome to see how people's careers change over time. Like, I became friends with John Berardi in 1999, and that guy built up Precision Nutrition, the greatest nutrition coaching company in the world, and recently sold part of it. And he's writing a brand new book. We're going to have him on the podcast soon. So, absolute game changer in life. Now, my key was being big and bold and getting into Men's Health Magazine, having that big breakthrough. So there's a big breakthrough awaiting. Now, one big breakthrough will not make you a millionaire, but one big breakthrough gave me the credibility to go on and use that as a foundation to become a millionaire. and make my first sale online, January 28th, 2001. So I'm coming up on the 20th anniversary of that in a couple of years. Pretty darn cool, right? Now notice, I also was writing for 2 years before I made a sale because I had no idea what I was doing. There weren't programs back then about how to make money online, or at least not popular ones. You know, it's a totally different world today. Everybody's selling how to make money online, but I had to figure it out myself. Now, once you make that first sale, all of a sudden your dreams become bigger and everything makes sense. And you're like, oh, if I can do this once, I can do this a million times. And so for the next 5 years, it was a rocket ride. And then I hired my first coach and it was another rocket ride. It was amazing. So if you want to grow exponentially, if you want to finally stop struggling, being stuck and struggling, get that coach. Okay? Reach out for help. Come to one of my workshops. We'll go through your vision. We'll create a plan to achieve it. And I'll coach you for the next year to your dream life. I've done that for hundreds of entrepreneurs. Over 250 people have become millionaires through some type of coaching working with me. It's absolutely amazing. And I want you to be the next one. All right. So listen, then the next evolution required me to get comfortable being uncomfortable. You know, I could have hid behind the computer and made a bunch of money. And well, you know what? To be honest, I did for a while. But 2006 was a pivotal year for me. You know, I was coasting, you know, I was making a bunch of money as a personal trainer and online up until about 2003 or four. Then I made the transition to full-time online. And then in 2006, I had my anxiety attacks, but I also started going to seminars. So my friend, Ryan Lee, man, that guy is a legend in the fitness world. Anyways, Ryan Lee had a seminar in 2006. I was getting coaching from him as early as 2002. I was buying his programs and you know, he was the guiding light back in 2002, but before that there was no one. And so I bought his CDs back in the day. I was on his teleseminars back in the day. And then in 2006, he had an event. And I went there with my friend, Jason Ferrugia. So we've been friends for nearly 15 years. Amazing guy. Jason has nearly 4 million downloads of his podcast. He's been a coaching client of mine since 2006. He actually hired me in 2006. That's when he started having breakout years. And in 2006, he and I went to a seminar, and that's where I learned about YouTube. So a couple of things. Up until 2006, I was doing introverted networking. And I really truly believe this phrase, the more you know, the easier to grow. The more people you know, the easier it is to grow. And when you have a great network, you become a quote unquote made man, like the mob man, right? Once you're a made man in the mob, nobody can do anything to you. And if you have a great network, you're a made man or woman, because even if, you know, your business goes sour, if you have a strong network, people will lift you back up. People will lift you up. They want to help. They want to help. You know, I have a board of advisors of some of the smartest guys I know who just want to help me and give me advice. And I'm talking with them this week. Now, they're going to be super uncomfortable conversations because I'm not doing the best that I can. And I know that. And I'm stepping up my game always. I'm comfortable being uncomfortable. But having that network is key in my life. And so I want you, no matter how introverted you are, like I once was, to start growing your network. So by having a great email newsletter like I did, I was able to interview experts and get them exposed to thousands of people, which was a benefit to them, which made it easier for me to grow my network. And also because I had the critical credibility of writing for Men's Health magazine. I was doing that because those were the things that were easy for me as opposed to speaking. Now it's easy for me to do speaking today. But I want you to think, what assets do you have? How can you help people that are a couple levels above you? And if you're a fitness expert, you can help a millionaire who has bad health. Don't think that you can't go and help. Everybody has something they can help with. Maybe you have great video skills and you can help the real estate agent who struggles with real estate skills, and you can grow into their network. Listen, every single person from the 15-year-old, 16-year-old has some skill that you can take to an older person who has a bigger network, digital marketing expertise. Maybe you can edit their videos. Maybe you can upload their podcasts. Go and apprentice for somebody. And even if you're a 40-year-old, I'm just a 40-year-old personal trainer, what can I do? Well, listen, you can go and help the 55-year-old billionaire, the best entrepreneur in your town who struggles with health. Then you go, hey, listen, you know, I want to help you. But I would love some mentoring in return. I'm happy to train you for free. Back when I was a personal trainer, I had some of Toronto's smartest people, some of the wealthiest people in Toronto were my clients. And yeah, I would give them great workout and give them health advice, but then they would tell me a little bit about business. And it was powerful, powerful stuff. So you got to be able to figure out how you can add value to somebody's life. That's what I did to grow my network. And then I went to the seminar, learned about YouTube, and I started doing YouTube videos, even though I was terrible at it. You go all the way back to some of my oldest videos. I remember my back workout, my butt exercise workout. They have hundreds of thousands of views, and I talk like a monotone robot. I am so boring. It's the worst. It's painful, painful. And my writing was okay, but it's not nearly what it is today. And it was painful to sit your butt in a chair and write. But I wanted to get good at it. So I became comfortable being uncomfortable. And you have to do that too. So you have to think, well, what should you do right now? What should you do right now to improve yourself, to improve your life? What skills do you need to develop? What do you need to go out there and do? Well, this is a good time to transition into our Q&A session about how you can go out there and succeed in life. So I'm going to answer a bunch of questions here from readers. Some of them, you know, I'm going to answer them very quickly. It would really require, you know, our phone coaching or full day workshop or in our mastermind to help you 10X this, but let's get started. Okay. First question from Vince. How do you start a business and get clients? This is from Vince Ashton. Well, he wanted to start a photography business. It doesn't matter if you want to start a photography business, if you want to start a personal training business, if you want to start a coaching business, if you want to start a supplement business. Heck, I have a client. He's the CEO of a $20 million straw company. They produce ocean degradable straws. Home degradable straws is what they call it. Not biodegradable, because biodegradable can, you know, you can, anything will biodegrade in 10,000 years. No, truly degradable straws. And so listen, everybody's got a business idea and there's lots of problems in the world that we can go and solve. So how do you start a business, whether you want to start a small business or a big business? The answer is one, you need to be different. You need to show up different. Doesn't matter if there's a whole bunch of supplements out there. There's room for a different supplement. There's room for a different diet book. There's room for a different way to grow your Instagram. There's room for a different way to do sales. There's, like, my client Xander Fryer has a great new way of doing sales. There's also room for the same thing, but described differently. So, you know, there's 100 keto diets out there, thousands of them. But if you describe yours differently, and truthfully, of course, but differently, then you will stand out. That will allow you to generate leads. So you have to have a great way of generating leads. Sometimes it's going to be paid advertising. Sometimes it's going to be social media and organic reach. Sometimes it'll be email marketing. Sales. You need a proven sales system. So you need sales coming from email marketing, paid advertising, video sales letters, phone sales, person to person, on stage. There's so many ways of doing sales, but you need to figure out the best way to do it. So you notice, like, I didn't say go and buy a camera and get a shop and all that stuff. No, you got to figure out if you can sell the service first. And then once you sell the service, then you exceed expectations. And all along the way, you got to ask for help, build your network, become famous and known, and elevate your status and manufacture celebrity with my Instagram training. This is easier than ever before, and it works across all social media platforms. I know a lot of people are using LinkedIn to do this today. How do you do that? Well, you got to go and ask for help. You got to go to seminars like my perfectliferetreat.com event. You have to go to my Empire Summit with Bedros. You have to join a mastermind group. You have to get coaching. You have to buy courses. You can't figure this all out on your own. Yeah, there's some books out there and there's some free content on YouTube. And yeah, we do these podcasts. But if you want to dive deep, you need to get custom help. And finally, when you're doing this, I don't want you to forget this one secret. And this secret's going to be revealed in my Perfect Week Formula book coming up soon. But you need to build your business around your life and not your life around your business. Build your business around your life and not your life around your business. Build your business. So what that means is put your life on the calendar first and then build your business around it. Now, that might mean that, hey, instead of making $5 million, you're only going to make $3 million a year because you're going to put more of your personal time on there. Or that might mean, hey, I'm going to make $150,000, not $1 million. But you need to know what matters to you. That's why the vision and values part of my coaching is so important. Next question from Stacy Sonacker says, how to build a personal brand. Video, video, video. So video first in all small letters, then video with a capital V, then video in all caps, because video is key. Video, great content, books, you know, podcasts, all of these things. Figure out what you stand for, make yourself different, then exceed expectations and deliver amazing content. You can also host events. So one of the events that I went to in 1999, this hockey training one, you know, I'm still friends with people from that event, like Mike Boyle. I know that the person lost money on the event, but it's amazing the relationships that are built at an event. So have a very low budget event that delivers great quality, and you will elevate your status, because if you're one of the speakers and maybe you get somebody who you know who's, you know, a bit of a name, bit of a draw, and you bring them in and you get 25 people at the event, and you speak, then the keynote speaker speaks, then everybody gets a chance to network, and then you do another presentation, and maybe you pitch something at the end, and everybody gets a network again. That's a valuable day, especially if you coordinate the networking and masterminding properly. And maybe you can do this, you know, maybe you can get a free room at a hotel or a conference center, or maybe somebody's business, and you can do this and add value. And people will say, I'll never forget this event, the friendships that I made. That Ryan Lee event, I mean, he made money on that event. He had 300 people there. I'm still friends with a lot of those people to this day. And there were a lot of funny events from that event too. Holy cow. Somebody brought a giant rubber dumbbell and tried to pitch Alan Cosgrove, my friend, on like investing in this thing. It was so bizarre. So bizarre. And the person was doing it while eating tuna out of a Ziploc bag. Like, those are the types of things you don't forget. And the friendships that, you know, Jason Frugia and I made this into a road trip. I flew to Jersey. He picked me up. We drove to Connecticut. We had a great time. We worked out. We still talk about that event to this day, 13 years later. That's where I met my friend Kenny Johnson, Coach Kenny, down in LA. And man, we went out in Stamford, Connecticut that night and saw some weird stuff. And we still joke about that to this day. Then I had my first event in 2007, my first business coaching event, Online Super Profits. 53 personal trainers paying me $2,500 to be in that room. It was an amazing event. Sold my first mastermind. I did it poorly, but I did it. And that was the event where I was very introverted at the time, very boring and not a great speaker. And, you know, sure enough, during one of the first breaks, this woman with a dragon tattoo that started on her foot and went around her leg all the way up to her hip asked me out. She was like, you know, I was like a deer in headlights. And I was like, well, this is like the worst possible thing. Like, here you put an introvert up at the front of the room and he's worried about getting questions and weird, awkward situations. And on the first break, what do I get? Exactly what I was worried about getting. So, you know, there's a couple of people who didn't think much of my presentation style then. And that's totally fine. You know, they were a bit odd themselves. And, you know, here we are to this day, 12 years later. Vince Del Monte, Brad Pilon, Chris Lopez, Mike Geary, all of these guys who were at that event, John Barbin, huge names in the online health and fitness space. And I helped, you know, for a couple of them. Mike Geary was already making bank at that time. But I helped launch a few other people into their million-dollar businesses by having that event, showing them what was possible. And some of those people are still coaching clients of mine to this day, like Vince. Crazy. And then Bedros Koulian and I, we met by me joining his mastermind in 2009. And then we had our own mastermind in 2009 and started it for online fitness people. We ran that for 6 years. Then we started our Empire Mastermind. So you go and you create your own personal brand by doing things, taking action, getting your voice out there. I teach people how to leverage their content across 5 platforms using the hub and spoke model. I teach them how to get more views. I teach them how to elevate their status and manufacture celebrity so that, you know, even if you're a celebrity to 1,000 people, you can have a $100,000 business. And today I do my event called The Perfect Life Retreat. We're going to have Jason Capital there. I met him when he was 19 at a Yonex Silver underground marketing event. And sure enough, I gave him some coaching advice, helped him have his first $20,000 launch. People are still asking me about what I wrote on that napkin to that day or to this day. You know, I still get messages all the time because Jason talks about it in his YouTube videos. And he just interviewed me for his YouTube channel the other day. And he's our keynote speaker at the Perfect Life Retreat. It's amazing what happens over 20 years, really over the last 10 years is where my network, my wealth, my connections, my life has exponentially grown because I got out of my little bubble. Another person asks, and this is from Bill Charmaine, it looks like. And the question is how to start a second business. So you got to work in the slivers of time. So if you got a full-time job or if you've got another business and you want to start a side business, you have to do this in the slivers of time. You have to make time for it as much as possible. But then you also have to test and kill fast. So let's say you want your second business to be something where you're selling products. You know, maybe it's an MLM product. Maybe it is you selling coaching. Maybe it's you selling physical products, supplements, whatever it is. Well, you got to try something. And if it works, keep doing it. If it doesn't work, you got to kill it fast. Maybe this isn't the right side business. You know what? Okay, I bought some inventory. I'll just clear it out. Start again, something else. You got to move fast. And you got to be profitable, okay? If you can't make it profitable fast, you got to kill it. Otherwise, it becomes a distraction and you are throwing good money after bad. Now, for every business, you always need to have an audience. Where are you going to get that audience? Are you going to get it from social media, paid advertising, through your network? And you need to have assets. The assets are what you're selling and also your skills. And then you need to have a great offer. So audience, assets, and offer. I call it the triple A and I spell offer with an A-U. Haha. But listen, we need to have audience, assets, and offer. If you remember nothing else from this presentation, from this podcast, is that you need to have the audience, assets, and offer. For any business, whether your first business, whether it's your next business, whether your second business, side hustle, whatever, if you don't have audience, assets, and offer, it's not going to work. You can have a great offer, but if you have no audience, And if you don't know how to buy Facebook ads, you're going to lose money at the start. Well, you always lose money at the start, but you might lose too much money too fast because you don't have the skills and you might have a great offer, but you have no audience, so you might run out of money. So you need to figure out your audience, your assets, and your offer. Get your coaching to help figure that out. And then always remember, when you're starting this side business, this second business, what's the whole point? What's the whole point? It's okay to say no to having a second business. You don't have to grind yourself into the ground. You need to build your business around your life and not your life around your business. So don't take on too much. Listen, if you've already got a nice car, a nice house, and a good family, don't risk the family for a nicer car. Just make sure you're doing things for the right reasons. Next question, how to grow and scale? This is from Taylor Chen, I believe. So Taylor Chen says how to grow and scale. So first of all, market research. Most people, when they start a business, they don't have the right offer or they're taking the wrong offer to the right audience. Don't force your offer. A lot of people do these soft offers like, oh, I want to do motivation coaching or, you know, it's not right, man. You know, it's just not the right thing. It's not going to work. People buy direct offers, they buy supplements, they buy how to make money, they buy how to lose weight. And those things sell so much easier. So don't make it too hard on yourself. And if you haven't heard my rant about that, listen to empirepodcast.com episode 82 with Bedros and myself. And then once you have a great offer, you can grow and scale by having paid advertising. You can also use influencer marketing. You just need to have the audience. You need to get out there and get it in front of social media. And that's what influencer marketing can do. So you can pay an influencer to promote your product. If you don't have social media, if you don't have the audience size, you might grow an email list. You might use another person's email list. You might say, hey, listen, I'll give you $500 to send an email out to your email list about it. And that's more than you'd normally make sending a promotion to your email list. And if you got a great offer that converts, and you make $1,000 and you only paid $500 for it, great. Do that all day long. There's a whole bunch of ways for you to do it. You can also do direct mail. You can rent mailing lists. If you have the right audience and offer, right, offer for that audience that reads their mail. Okay. So there's a whole bunch of ways to grow and scale. This is something that you can't answer in 3 minutes. It takes basically, that's essentially, you're going to be learning that for the next 20 years if you want to grow and scale. And then speaking of that, you know, the question comes in from Vivian, who says, how to deal with the entrepreneurial roller coaster? I rephrase that question because she was like, how do I deal with the ups and downs? You know, one day we make money, the next day we don't make any money, and it's stressful. And that's, well, first of all, that's life. And second of all, that is almost every entrepreneur's life. You know, you're going to have seasons of making a lot of money, and then you might have made a whole bunch of money by being too aggressive in your marketing. And then you're going to have to deal with customer service. So maybe you make money for 6 months and now it's like, oh, 6 months of bleeding money through customer service because I was way too aggressive. Well, I learned a lesson. So next year we won't be so aggressive. Or you might have to, well, now we've made $1 million. We got to hire people. Oh, this is frustrating. Oh, we hired someone who's not good. Yeah, ups and downs. Even when things are great, you're going to have some downers. But it all depends on how you look at it, right? If you go, oh, it's just a... this is just a challenge. That's the way you got to look at it. So you have ups and challenges, not ups and downs. Ups and challenges, not ups and downs. So be mentally prepared for it. Understand that you should never push the panic button. Never push the panic button, okay? There's not a whole bunch of emergencies in business. We see them mentally as emergencies. Oh, the website down, it's an emergency. Well, that's not actually an emergency. An emergency is where you need an ambulance. You don't need an ambulance when the website's down. It sucks, and you should go and do everything you can to get it back up online, but it's not an emergency. So don't push the panic button. And hey, listen, I need this advice as much as anybody else because I have a bit of a short fuse. I'm a bit impatient. I'm working on it, getting better, improving my mental preparation. And never be fatalistic. One mistake does not kill a business. One mistake does not kill a business. Now, never be scarcity-minded. The more generous and more open-minded, the better off you're going to be. Because that's going to help you stick to your vision and grow your network and help other people. And when you help other people, your network grows and you grow connections and more opportunity comes your way. So build that plan and be persistent. Don't quit and don't be a career jumper. Don't be one of those people who's a real estate agent for 3 months. And then the next thing you know, they're an online coach for 3 months. And then, oh, that didn't work. So I'm going to start with, this beauty counter MLM. And then, oh, that didn't work after 3 months. Listen, I'm doing this after 20 years, ups and downs, and that's okay. So don't be a career jumper. What you need to do is understand that there's so much opportunity for you to go and move ahead. It's more opportunity than ever. Yeah, there's a lot of competition out there, but there's more opportunity forever than ever. There's more opportunity, all right? And yes, this works all around the world. Butler Olson said, will your systems work all over the world in different cultures and will you have online workshops? The answer is yes, we have online coaching. The answer is yes, this works all over the world. I have people making money with my systems in Nigeria, Australia, Eastern Europe, Asia. I have coaching clients in Singapore, Taiwan, the Philippines, Brazil, everywhere. Because sales is sales, marketing is marketing, and people are people. And great offers are always going to get a great response. So that's what you need to know, my friend. So I started off in 1999 as a struggling broke personal trainer. And I came from the farm where we didn't have a lot of money. And I watched my parents struggle with relationships and money. And my dad with drinking. And today, here I am. I'm the Wall Street Journal bestselling author of Unstoppable. I got a new book coming out called The Perfect Week Formula. I'm the founder of Turbulence Training. We helped over 15 million people with that program, helping 1,000 entrepreneurs today to double their income and work 10 hours less. You know, so I went from personal trainer to business coach. My passion is helping people and showing them how simple success is. The path to success is smooth and straightforward. But it's not going to be easy. Okay? Smooth and simple doesn't mean easy. It just means that the path is probably different than what you think it is. So I've always wanted to transform people's lives. And we had the 10 million transformation mission in my fitness business. And we achieved that in 2013. And now today I want to help you through my courses and emails and certifications and podcasts and coaching and my YouTube videos and all that stuff. And I want you to attend one of my events because there is nothing so powerful as attending an event. So make sure you go to perfectliferetreat.com. Get your tickets to this year's event. It's the last one. So next year, I don't know what we're going to do. We're looking at doing a bunch of smaller events because you know what? They're actually a little bit more intimate, is a little bit more powerful. But this Perfect Life Retreat is going to be amazing. So if you want to see Jason Capital, Martin Rooney, Kerry Shule, Sharon Sravatsa, Bedros Koulian, and Xander Fryer, and myself teach people how to make more money and get more done and work less, this is going to be an amazing time. So if you want to build your business around your life and not your life around your business, join my clients like Shanda Sumter and Isabel de los Rios and Joel Marion. I mean, these people are helping millions and millions of people every day, every year, every week. And I want you to be my next success story. All right. So if you liked how I went from broke farm boy to coach of millionaires and billionaires and mentor to future millionaires like you, let me know what you thought of today's show. Okay. Go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, send me a direct message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine, or email me at support@earlytorise.com, or come up to me at Perfect Life Retreat and tell me what you thought, okay? I can't wait to see you there. So perfectliferetreat.com, November 8th and 9th in San Diego. Beautiful place to be at that time of year. And I know there's just a couple of weeks left, so please, please, please join us there. It's going to be an absolute game changer, all right? So can't wait to hear from you. Can't wait to hear about your results very soon. So that's my 2 decades of dominance. Over to you. Let's hear about yours.